Hey, you guys, I'm back by myself again. Different area. I decided that I wanted to do a part two of a episode that Robin and I had did together. But if you guys listened to the last recording, you know, I was talking about things that I wanted to change, things that I was hoping for. And, you know, I mentioned that I would like to see certain people, things that I discussed with certain people, and just hoping that someone would just pop up on this podcast with me. Are they going to pop up?
But of course I'm going to pop up, yeah. Of course I'm going to pop up. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm blessed. You know, can't complain out here in the streets.
Yes.
45 and alive. Well, it's my co-45 year.
I'm 40 and going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Life look like it's been good to you.
It has been.
That's what's
up. A little
up.
Bit. Still working on it. Still got bad dates and
there's
stuff
a lot
like
of,
that.
Lot of times that I pray for peace for you. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. And I've done the same also.
Good, because I'll take all them abundant blessings. It's been awesome.
Yeah. So we're back together again.
Welcome back.
I was doing AZ Virgin.
Yo, is it gonna get to a point where like Diddy songs are gonna be like R. Kelly?
I'm not ready.
I was just double checking, you know, to be extremely thorough with the R. Kelly band, and then I realized he wrote some of my favorite bangers for other people.
Yes, he did. It was a post I had just looked at, I think last week on Instagram, all written by Kills.
I think he did the whole Maxwell Hang Low Sweet joint.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know he did Fortunate.
I wouldn't be surprised. He was definitely fortunate to have. Yeah. I'm not okay. And are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to Disaster Dating 101. I'm Natasha Renee.
And I'm Antoine.
Come join this disastrous journey as we talk about our dating horror stories.
And real issues.
And how we can work through these issues to create a healthy space in becoming a better you for you. I changed it up, if you can tell.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I like it.
And today's episode is, what is it? Are we dating with a purpose? Dating with a purpose. Dating.
I should have ran from this topic. It is the first topic you bringing me back to.
Yes, it is. And hold on.
I got
There's
you.
A reason behind this. Oh. So as I was sitting on my couch, you know, going through YouTube, and I listened to an episode that we did together. It was the Dating 101 Co-Ed edition, and I want us to do that as our next episode. At first, I was going to have it as our first episode, but as I was looking and listening, you said, not me, do you date with a purpose? So yeah, I was like, hey,
I'm condoning it. Not because I'm advocating for dating with a purpose. Woo!
Well,
we can get into it. I ain't no expert enough, but I could just give my honest opinion.
Okay, that works. You know, so again, I wanted to bring it up because I feel like since we have not spoken with each other, but kind of spoke off camera, on the phone, that some people's dating styles have changed. I know I look at things a little bit differently than I did the last time that we had this, you know, we talked about this. And I also wanted to kind of bring back some focus points, I guess, that we were talking about in the co-ed dating 101, but also bring it into this and also talk about what me and Robin were talking about with our Dating with a Purpose episode. And I just needed, you know, you to give your expertise on it.
excuse me, internet world and Al Gore's internet. I am not a relationship expert. I just want to let that know. This is not the space that we're in. I'm here for the shits and giggles and to just talk about why I've experienced something I believe in. But I got you. Let's do it. Let's get into it.
I mean, but we talked about some stuff. Even side note, I know I didn't put this in the notes, but I want to be petty and bring this up also. So let me say something real quick. So there are a lot of people who listen to the podcast, and I want to say I do not talk about every relationship that I'm in. So please don't assume that some of these episodes are about you. Sometimes that I feel like our relationships are very sacred. So if I don't really put you on a podcast, that is a good thing. I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, you know, and usually when I do say things, I have receipts. Example, there was an episode that I did and someone may have listened to it, and I mentioned Clubhouse. If you go on Clubhouse and listen, I did not meet you in November. That's when the Clubhouse episode, you know, when I was on Clubhouse.
Is that still a thing?
It's Clubhouse. No, that's what I'm saying.
Is it still a working app though?
I think so. Cardi B was on there talking about Offset.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, but I mentioned that because...
Shout out to Clubhouse. God damn, COVID. COVID had us doing some dumb
shit. You know, I still have Clubhouse recaps on my calendar for Wednesdays.
Wow. I hear you.
But I'm saying this not to be mean, but there's just been so much assumption. And just know, I mentioned you in one episode and it was only the beginning because I took our relationship as something sacred to me and I wasn't going to put you out there. So I just want you to know, because I know you may be listening to this, and please don't respond. I'm just putting it out there. So,
hold on. If we do disclaimers, I have my own.
Okay.
All of these stories are not about my life. Some of these stories have been changed. Names have been changed. Places have been changed. For some reason, all of my good friends talk to me about their relationships all the time. And I collect stories because I'm a comedian and I need the material sometimes. So if you hear your story, just know that I have changed names, dates, and times. But the general purpose of the story remains the same.
Yes. Same with me, but it's all my stuff. And
well, I'll do like this. You won't know if it's mine or someone else's, but it'll be a good story.
you do give good ones. You do. So I brought that up, and I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there, because when you and I really get real with stuff. So I don't want someone to assume. Usually the stuff that we talk about is stuff from like before, even the one what I did, Me, Myself, and I Part 2, that mm-hmm. was about things that happened in 2020 mm-hmm. and 2021, part of 2022, but nothing in 2023. So it's like...
So somebody's concerned that I'm back because they feel like
I did some apologies. So when I apologized to you, and there was a part when I stopped and said, we're good. That was for somebody that was in 2020. And I bring that up because that person is somebody that you and I talked about. And then, no, it's not who you think it is.
I ain't even guessing no more. That's not my... I'm good on that. Listen, let's just get to it. It'd be all right.
Yeah. But I brought that up because, you know, you do give good advice. And that's where I was getting to, is the advice that you give, because there was someone that I was talking to. And I don't know if you remember, when it was time for them to come see me, they didn't come, but they were available every day. Remember the FaceTimes every second, all day throughout the day. And mm-hmm. you were like, they couldn't leave because they had a girlfriend.
Yeah, that usually would thwart your travel plans. Because if anything else, you would just tell them, hey, listen, you know, like I was supposed to go to Houston. And then Darius, my dog, everybody, if it's been a while, Teddy Ruxbucks is gone. And he has been replaced by Darius, who is somewhere laying behind me on the floor. Hopefully he won't interrupt too many of these episodes. But yeah, new dog dad. But I was supposed to go to Houston, and then he got whooping cough. Well, not whooping cough, that's extreme. But he got canine cough. He caught canine cough, and I couldn't board him.
Okay.
And I couldn't board them. So I had to call and I said, hey, listen, I would have loved to have been there, but can't board them. Can't I call? I mean, I don't know if they was like skeptical of it, but everybody knew I got this dog. So when you can't even explain why your ass ain't showing up.
Well, at least you didn't invite me to Orlando and then you had a whole cruise come on and went MIA and forgot that you had me.
That's an sharing. Episode.
Hold Stop. On. Stop. It is.
That's an episode.
Okay. Because I was sharing locations. Mm-hmm. So back to the focus point. All right.
This is why we can't be on together. The thing is, it's wild. It's like they be doing this shit. All right. Go ahead.
Sharing locations. But anyways. So, defining relationship goals, what are you looking for? I know with me and Robin, we talked about what we were looking for. I kind of know what you're looking for, but I don't know if you listened to that.
Do
episode.
You?
I don't
Do
know.
You know what I'm looking for?
I'm still confused.
Exactly.
I did Google and everything, and I started asking questions if people knew. So, I'm still trying to understand. You know, I'm trying to educate myself. But for me, you know, I still want to be in a monogamous relationship. I do. With one person.
Oh my God. Don't you scarlet letter me, young lady. Don't you dare try. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. That passive-aggressive ass statement just now.
I mean, you know,
listen,
I want
you to just remember one thing. When we're discussing where we differ in choices we make, okay? When you go to Chipotle and you order a nice little bowl, hit the guap on top, you get the chips, get you a soda, and you come home and you destroy that shit, maybe you eat half of it, eat the other half later. You know what I'm saying?
One time.
That means when Chipotle does what Chipotle does, and your stomach is a bubbling. Guess who shits? You, not me. Okay? All right? Here's what I'll tell you, anybody. I don't give a fuck what you do. Be happy.
And that's what I want to continue to focus on. But I noticed that I didn't vet out a lot of people. Like, I didn't take my time to really... take my time. And you mentioned that before, taking your time. You know, I didn't take my time. Even though I was moving slow, I wasn't really looking at red flags.
That's because y'all be closely as I should have been. Y'all be relationship hopping like that little white ball on the closed caption.
No, I was chilling. After Orlando, because you remember Orlando. After Orlando, I took a space and I had met a guy, and we can talk about that too. So I met someone that was a friend, you know, and we were cool. And he said, oh, this is perfect. This is about dating with a purpose. So you can answer this. Perfect, perfect dating story and perfect person to talk to about this. So I met a guy, right? The first day I met him, he said, I'm talking to someone, but it's new. We just started talking, but I just want to let you know, and I just want to be real with you and let you know that I was talking to somebody. I said, okay. Me, I wasn't talking to anybody. I just met him the day that I met him. He took my cousin and I home, well, to her house, and she left the car, and him and I were talking. I was drunk, so he was my therapist at the time. I was, like, drunk. And we were talking about relationships, you know. He called me toxic. He did, but
with his mouth? He called you toxic with his mouth?
Yes.
Like he said it out loud.
He said it out loud.
Just off the rip?
When I started, so his thing was.
Not from a triggered place or anything?
No, because of what I mentioned. When I mentioned Orlando, he told me.
I'm sorry. So you opened up to this nigga, like vulnerable. And the first words out of his mouth after that was, oh, you toxic.
He listened. And after it was his time to speak, he said yes. He was like, you're toxic.
Oh,
he said, and you was wrong at everything that you did.
I would have been okay with the constructive criticism, but how do you lead that with the open hand slap comment?
I know, because I look like, what? But, and he said, the reason I say that is because of what you did. He was like, you used this guy in Orlando. He said, you knew it wasn't going to be anything, but you used him for his space. For whatever reason that you did it, you used him.
That
and
don't
then
make
you got mad. Happen. Hold on. Then he said, then you got mad that he was talking to other people.
I mean, that makes you a little broken. It don't make you toxic unless that's repeated behavior.
Then he mentioned New York. And that I was wrong.
You told
that.
This nigga way too much. Yo. Wrong. You told this nigga way too much. Yo.
I think I talked about, everything.
How drunk was you?
I don't know, some hunch punch. Never again. I had like three big tumblers of hunch punch.
Why?
Yeah. Because it was fruity. And my cousin and them had it in a cooler and they was just pouring every time.
Because he's fruity. Okay.
So we still exchanged numbers. And even after that, you know, we discussed a lot of personal, we had like very personal conversations. Like I knew what was going on in his life. He was very open about things that was going on, even why he's not like, why he's afraid to date. Like he was being very open with me, like very open.
Mm-hmm.
And we would talk about shoot the shits also. We would talk about like history. Like we talked about everything on the phone, everything. So
everything,
even when I got my surgery, I talked to him before they gave me, you know, before they put me down, I talked to him. He called me afterwards. Like he called me every day that I was in the hospital, but it was no intimate conversations. Okay. And I wanted to say that we didn't really have like intimate, like what I'm gonna do with you. None of that. It was always just personal. Support. And yeah. So again, I started off with, he told me he was talking to somebody. Okay. And one day he went ghost. We had talked that night and he had told me he was going to make he was going out with his brothers. Okay. And then the next day I didn't hear from him.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Day after I didn't hear from him. So I took it as, oh, okay, whatever. I'm going to talk, like, I'm not focusing on this because, again, you told me that you were dating other people. Like, I have to stop, like, focusing on people. So I got on a dating app and just started swiping right and left. And I met this one guy, and guess he was just in the midst.
Stop. Natasha, in the middle of that situation,
yes,
you decided to pull out an app and just start randomly swiping in hopes of what? Answer that question.
At that time, being honest, I was bored because
okay,
I just
stop right there. That's all you need. You was bored. Okay.
I was bored.
All right, cool. Now, here's where my problem started with the beginning of this story. Not nothing in between the story, just how the story even started.
Okay.
And this is what I want people to hear from me. And I'm not an expert. Again, I'm just telling you what I think. I'm just a logical person, and I'm on this whole spiritual thing to protect my peace at all costs. If you say yourself, I'm not looking for anything right now.
Yes.
I'm focusing on me.
Who, me or him? Which one?
You, right? I mean, I'm talking about before you were saying like you weren't in a place where you was like,
I got you. Yep.
Okay. Right. All right.
We're there.
You have to put boundaries on yourself. You have to stand on that if you mean that. Like, I get it. I'm a person that easily meets motherfuckers, like easily, every day. It's not hard to meet someone and form a bond or some type of connection with them. When I was in like grade school, my progress report always said like makes friends easily. Right? So if you are in a point where you know that about you, I mean, you know you like your light, you know that people gravitate to you, you know yes. it's not hard to meet people, and you're in a space where you're not really have capacity for somebody else, you're not trying to meet nobody else, you know that Uber drivers have to turn the app off so they don't keep getting calls, right?
Yes.
You got to turn the app off so you don't keep collecting souls. So you, from the beginning, all of this is a big honcho mess because you weren't honest to yourself about the real space you were in. And then you further validate that by saying, oh, I was purely swiping because I was bored. You collected that other soul because you was bored. Right?
Oh, the first one?
Yeah. Or, you collected okay. him while
no,
you were
no,
bored.
No, no, no.
I mean, because no. no, he was a
he
good...
Randomly... It was on some real random stuff. How hey, we met.
When you don't want to talk to somebody, what do you tell them?
I don't want to talk to you no more.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't like, right? Like, so from the day you started dialoguing with him, you basically said, like, maybe I'm not. Like, you're just this whole.
No. So I'll say this. At first, because that's why I got on the app, and I'm being honest right now. At first, I looked at it as, like, we are friends. It was no feelings there. I mean, we talked for a little bit.
But then, I mean, that's fine. But what you think is going to happen over time? Y'all over there sharing that vulnerability and shit.
And that's what I'm saying. Then when it was like that point where we're just friends, I got in my feelings.
You got and in so, yours.
Yeah, because it was like, okay, like you said, I didn't
the how feelings you built for him by being able to talk to him. Why did you feel so comfortable to talk to him?
It was just the energy.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm
because I'm being so honest because it's really the energy, and we'll talk a little bit off camera about, but it was really the energy. And for me, I understood like you aren't in a position to date. So I wasn't like, there was no pressure. I wasn't trying to date. So I enjoyed, you know, just talking. He lived one place. I lived another place. We really didn't see each other. I mean, we talked about visiting, but I was down. I couldn't go nowhere, you know, but when he went ghost, I got in my feelings.
Hey niggas, y'all hear this? Y'all better learn how to talk to these women. Okay. You start talking to these women. Apparently, you can change their whole mindset about where they are.
Because it gets a little
he
better.
Got ghosts because he told you that he already was dealing with other people.
No,
right?
No, he went ghost. No, he was going somewhere. No,
right. Somebody thinks right. First of all, all right. Okay, the energy, I get it. Okay, he got comfortable. But then you said that there was no intention here, no purpose here, but you still managed to catch feelings in a time where you should have been just not focusing on anybody. You managed to catch feelings, okay, for a disappearing act that you should have expected at any time if he openly already told you he was messing with other women.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. All right. But when he told you what he told you why he was gone, that should have been the first red. That should be another one of the red flags you missed.
Right. Hold on. So even in that, right, when we talked, it was like, all right, cool. That's whatever. I'm not giving you that energy. And that's what it was. I wasn't giving him that energy, but then somehow I gave somebody else energy and they was just in the crossfire and they innocent bystander in this whole situation because I swiped right on somebody who was really looking for something. And now I'm stuck with this person. It didn't last long, you know, because I had to tell him, like, you know, we don't want the same things. Like, I'm sorry.
If you swiping for boredom, you got to be swiping on the right sites, yo. What site would you trying to swipe on for boredom to meet a nigga that's trying to find his happily ever after?
Bumble.
I'm going to hang up now.
I can't see.
I'm just going to walk away from this conversation. Bumble, nigga. Yo, y'all come back for the day nap episode. Okay.
Oh yeah, we gotta do one. Yeah, definitely.
Y'all come back for the day nap episode. That's where it gets real froggy.
Yes.
All right. So
I swipe right and hold on. It gets better. So now he in his feelings.
Who?
The dude who disappeared.
Of course he is. Because he the toxic one, projection.
But why? That's what I didn't understand. Why are you in your feelings when you told me that you were dating someone?
Hey, y'all are Mr. and Mrs. Future for some reason. I don't. Because in that situation, I could be wrong, but I mean, history has shown us that that energy you talk about, mm-hmm. it's like wine, especially in niggas that don't got good women around them.
Okay.
Or good women in their life, it turns into wine. So like, I know people think men is heartless, but like, it's just, you got to tap through some layer. You got to tap through a bunch of layers, depending on how healed that nigga is. So what'll happen is, in a situation like this, is like, you can get drunk off of that energy. Like,
okay.
He was telling you that it was not going to be anything serious. Like I said, when you spend that much time communicating with another soul, like, is vibration there? You take that vibration away and it's like you don't feel anything normal anymore. Okay. And even if you don't have any significant intent for it, you selfishly want to hold on to it. So yeah, you get in your feelings, you get petty. But yeah. But I mean, that's also some hurt nigga shit too. So, you know, all he did, and then here's the cynical part. There's some niggas out here that's crazy. The cynical part is he might have just did that shit to hook you back in.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't work. I mean, he was sending me messages.
I didn't say it always worked. Oh. I'm just saying to hook you back in, right?
No, because that's where I was going to get at. You know, when he did, he was like up sending me messages, you know, some deep, you know, can we talk? You probably talk about
the other shit didn't work out.
No, it was, I was ignoring his calls.
But the other shit didn't work out.
Oh, I knew it wasn't gonna work out.
No, I'm talking about the other shit he was into.
Oh no. So okay, so let me backtrack real quick.
He did not disappear with his brother.
Oh, you talking about that stuff or the chick? Which one are you talking about?
Okay, hold on. It's too many players. And let's give these niggas names real quick. Okay, fake names. Let's do fake names. Okay. All right. Who went ghost?
Ron went ghost.
Ron was the one that called you toxic.
Yes, Ron called me.
And in the middle of Ron going ghost, you met. Give him a name.
Lee.
Lee. Okay. And Lee wanted, he wanted his rom-com movie, and you weren't in that space, right?
Lee was a love bomb me. Like he told me he loved me the second day that we met.
Yeah, that was another red flag. Yeah. Okay.
And I purposely, when I seen that, I was like, okay, you doing too much.
So then Ron disappeared with his brother, right?
And then I started talking to Lee.
Because you was in your feels about Ron being gone.
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess his thing was, you didn't even allow me to call you. Like, you next day, you on the date nap. And technically it wasn't the next day, it was 3 days later.
Whose lie is this? Who's the real truth? Was it 1 day or 3 days? Is a split down the middle, so it was 2 days.
It was
2 days. All right. So listen. So then imagine this. All right. So he got his feels. Well, did you tell him you was on a date nap?
Yeah. After he popped up.
So, but what my thing is this, though. Did he forget? Did he tell you he was talking to other women?
And I kindly reminded him.
And his response to that was?
That, you know, I stopped talking to her like that. And yeah, I did.
When the disappearing act didn't work.
No. It was before the disappearing act.
How do you know?
Because we talked about her.
And?
That was my thing. I don't know if I should believe you or not. You telling me something that you're not talking to her.
It was more than just her.
That part. So for me, I didn't know what it was, but because you were open about it, you know, now you got my mind wondering what it is, because you're not dating with purpose. So we can keep on topic, you know.
What is your idea of dating with a purpose? What's the purpose?
Whatever that person's end goal is, would be
their end goal, right? Yeah. So, okay. So then that means you should only align yourself with people with the same end goal.
Yes, with the same end goal. Yes.
Okay, but we rarely do that.
Yes, but then we try to change people too.
Nah, it's, well, that part, stupid, still, if we still doing that, that's like finding out there's still new crackheads. Like, you can't just change, like a nigga tell you what it is what it is. That reason is dying. But you know what? It's gangster, because I did hear this shit before, yo. It was like, yo, if you, you know what I'm saying, like, don't lie to women, because if they like you enough, they lie to themselves.
Oh.
That shit is crazy, right? Don't lie to them, because if they like you enough, they lie to themselves. And you definitely lied to yourself somewhere in there.
I did. And I know I did. I did. Because somewhere in it, even though I kept saying, like, you know, he's talking to somebody, the intimacy in the conversations, even though we weren't talking, it wasn't sexual, there was still some type of intimacy in that.
Was it?
It was.
Okay.
It really was. Like, it we would get really deep into, like, just very personable. Like, he would be very vulnerable. And I think that was the side that really, not even I think, and I have to stop saying it, I know that's what attracted me to him, is how vulnerable he was. And even with the uncertainties and saying I'm unsure and the I don't knows, and this is why I feel I may do this way. Like, we would have those kind of conversations. We would talk about love. Like, we would talk about what he perceived as love, you know, growing up, and why it's hard for him to do certain things because of things that have happened in his life that
this is wrong.
This is Ron. Yes.
Okay.
Very intimate stuff, like some real intimate stuff. So I felt like when he went ghost, I felt like if we're having conversations that I shouldn't even repeat, why can't you hit me up, you know, and just be like, I'm gonna be gone for a while. That was my thing.
Because you wasn't worth him telling you that at the time.
That part. So now I pull Lee in, and even innocent bystander, because by the third day I knew I wasn't.
You done just fucked him all the way up. Now he over there treating treating some good woman bad.
Nah, he was already treating them all bad. He was on some other stuff, and I saw him, like,
how'd you swipe him? How long after he love bombed you did you keep in contact with him?
By the first week, I was done. But there were some, like, we had already made commitments, and because I was kind of like handicapped, I kind of needed him to do certain stuff that we had already committed to.
Oh, you really used the shit out of him, huh?
No, I did not use him. Like, I'm really not trying to put him out there, but nah, I ain't use him. And he knows that, because he was full of shit. And I'm just being real.
All right, but
he was full of shit from like day one. And I'm just being real.
So, like, you figure you get whatever you can out of him?
No, I wasn't. Okay, so I swipe right on Ron. Oh, not Ron, on Lee. Right? I swipe right on Lee. Mm-hmm. Lee and I talk. The next day we went out and we got something to eat. Mm-hmm. And by day two, he was like, I love you. And I was like, you don't know me to love you. I was like, you don't know me to love, like, to love you.
Was he able to tell you why he loved you?
No. And that, so I'm happy you said that. because he uses the word love like it's just a regular word. And I noticed that with him because I asked him, like, what do you love about me? And then when I said that, he attacked me and said something like, are you listening?
Yes, but I'm just looking, like, at this point, that nigga's just talking jibber jabber. No, if you tell a motherfucker I love you, you know, I've had this happen in my life, and I don't, like, not to, like, shoot you, but, like, it's like, yo, if you're going to give me all these flowers, right, and it kind of feel disingenuous, I'm not asking you because I doubt you. I'm asking you because I need to know why you feel that way. Right? Like, and it's because, you know, a part of that is to avoid you just saying, oh, any old thing that I'm going to find out later.
Thank you.
Ain't true when you pissed or you in your feels or I'm not in your good graces.
So by the fourth day, I said that. I was like, what do you love about me? And he attacked me. He said something like, he like talked down on me.
He attacked you.
Yeah, he said some real harsh stuff.
Goddamn.
And then in my head, I'm like, all I did was just ask you why.
Flag on the play.
Yeah, so then after that day, I was like, all right, nah, this not for me. So I'm backing off. I'm not spending time. We're not spending time with each other. We were supposed to do one thing. And I had mentioned it to him like, hey, like.
You physically met Lee?
Yeah, I physically met Lee. Like, we were supposed to go out, and I even said,
did you ever physically meet Ron?
I physically met Ron the first day I met him.
He wanted an app.
You want to laugh? Because I didn't even want to start this way, because I knew if I say how I met him, I met him at a repass party. Where's your face?
Everybody out there listening, I am giving her the meanest side eye as a man I can find. Like, so you niggas out here dying, B.
It wasn't.
Fun. And you out here looking for love and companionship?
Oh, no, no. He owned.
So I was crashing his funeral, right?
All right. Mind you, hold on, let's back up. See, look,
yo, slide that in there. Like, we not gonna take some time with it. We got, so listen, audience, right,
this probably gonna be a 3-part episode. We ain't even probably gonna be able to get to the second episode.
We could just pause this story if that's for the grace of the episode. Because
the episode and just. Redo the episode. So
I'm not redoing this. This is gold. This is a great conversation. But I just want at a re.
He was one of the owners.
Heaven,
listen,
it's hard to get in heaven, and you just doing.
No,
just doing all the things. To stay down here. just saying.
Do not use this as a comedy bit either. Ooh. Listen, so let me explain what happened. And this is
Was it chicken at the repass party?
Let me back up. Look, I gotta tell you how I got there first. So how the conversation started before I even got there. So I'm sitting at my cousin's house, and she was like, hey, do you want to go to this? She was like, such and such, her friend, uncle passed away, and we're going to go to their repass party. I'm like, on a Friday night? What? A repass? I'm like, how does that work?
And okay. You said a cousin offered you this?
No, my cousin, it was her friend, and it was a friend of a friend. So we ain't even, it's no kin. Nobody is related to
y'all are people. Going to a repass like it's an invite to a sneaker ball.
It's a repass party. Like, I guess.
Like them joints, like where niggas like on in the coffin on stage. No, like, no, what? I'm just.
The person is buried. It's like 8 or 9 o'clock that night.
So was there chicken at the party?
The grill was out. I don't eat chicken. There was drinks. So that's what I'm saying. So before we went there, my cousin was like, my friend is going to pick us up and we're going to drive over there. She did. She came over. She had the hunch punch in the cooler because she was like, we got to bring our own drinks because we don't know what they got there. So it was a huge thing of hunch punch. Pour some before we got in the car. So I'm sipping on this. Mind you, the place is literally 5 minutes from my cousin's house. We pull up to this building. I don't want to say what color because anybody that's out there know exactly what building I'm talking about. So we pull up to this building.
You're in Ohio.
No, I'm in Duval. I'm in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Yes.
North or south?
What you mean? She's what side is she? She on north side.
Okay.
That's why I said anybody on the north side already know the building that I'm talking about. So we pull up to the place. It's a whole bunch of people outside, and the women are outside. So we sit outside with the women. I'm sipping on a hunch punch.
They know who we pass party. It's a hood party.
But they were celebrating the person.
Was anybody wearing the t-shirt of the nigga that died?
I don't know. I ain't pay attention to that because it was just too much going on.
That's a lot going on.
It was too much. This was my first time. I didn't.
Listen, you know. I just want to say that don't nobody celebrate like black folks. Right?
I know.
I don't care what it is. We gonna fucking celebrate.
So he pulls up, you know, and as soon as I seen him like get out his car, he caught my attention immediately. He walked in the building or whatever. Then we go inside the building. His brother, I sat next, his brother was on the side that we were on. And I guess it was Florida against Florida. What is it? Florida State. Yeah. So that game was going on. And he came over. I was sitting by the pool table and his brother, not me, his brother and not him. His brother was like, why don't you say something to my brother? I said, well, if your brother want to holler at me, let your brother say something to me. So, you know, that's how we started talking.
Okay. So, all right, cool. And then y'all had the whole you toxic conversation.
I was still sipping on Hunch Punch, and he took my cousin, because remember, my cousin and I rode with her friend. So he took us back to her house, and she left the car. And as we were in the car, I was just literally pouring my whole soul out. Like, literally.
Whoa. So let me ask you something. So in this space where you didn't want to meet anybody or be in any type of relationship, you still allowed yourself to open up to someone. Like, that's not the yellow brick road to Love Youville.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. So, yes. So as we're talking about dating with a purpose, Natasha, yes. Renee, when you meet someone, what is the purpose? See, I don't have a purpose, and that infuriates women because I believe in the process of meeting people and seeing where things go, right? I'm big on letting relationships and people fall into the places as they go.
Yes.
Rather than deciding what I want and then trying to fit new people into that box.
I'm so happy you said that. Because I will say, at first, I was trying to put people in boxes, right? So even after the guy, us going back and forth, and then me and Ron did end up seeing each other again. After the whole situation, we saw each other, we talked, I cried, we argued about the situation and why he felt the way he felt about certain things. And so, him and I had talked afterwards. Like, we did see each other after I recovered. I went out there to have a conversation with him. And me and Ron talked. And Ron was upset because he felt like I put Lee in the middle of this because Lee didn't have nothing to do with anything. And instead of me having a conversation with him, I put somebody else in the middle of it.
I'm trying to understand why Lee's existence was even revealed. You said it was like less than 2 weeks, right?
I was mad. I'm not gonna lie, I was mad.
Damn. Don't be using that man as cannon fodder.
That's what he was. And I'm sorry. That's exactly what he was.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm being honest.
Listen, I want everybody to know the overarching theme for this season, and it really feels good to be back. Let me just say that real quick.
We're happy to have you back.
I've missed you guys.
I missed you too.
But the overarching theme for this season, I've already decided, is going to be lessons or blessings.
Yes.
Those are two bullets you can't dodge. Okay. Lessons or blessings. All right. You getting a lesson right now, nigga. In this story. I hope you picked it up though. Like, I hope you ain't dropped that shit on the floor like pasta and then had to throw it away. Like, I hope you got
no. I did get the lesson. And that's why I said so there were a lot of things going on with me. And even in that Me, Myself, and I episode, I had a lot going on with me because of I didn't want anything, but I didn't want anything at that time because of what was going on with me and me having my surgery. But and that part. And I got out of something with somebody that I was consistent with for 2 years, going back and forth. You know, I knew that what I had before, that was over. And now I have to have this like life-changing surgery. So now I'm like, who's going to want to date me? Like, I'm being honest. And that's what we're, you know, I want to really be honest. I was just like, nobody's going to want to date me. You know? So I was in that space of, well, I guess, you know, I have to accept what's going on. But even being in that situation, no, Lee did not have to come into this at all. Lee didn't. Even with me bringing Lee into it, Lee caused a lot of, I caused a lot of damage, even outside of this situation, because of Lee. So with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put the pause on that one. Just come back to it. Put a pin in it.
We're going to come back to it, but you know, I think this is good because I wasn't dating with a purpose, and I didn't really get into why I stopped dating with a purpose. But even like you said, my purpose now, and even when I met somebody and trying to just say it, like, I really want my next relationship to be my best friend, and I always say that, but I know that going into it, I have to really be open and not put this is what it is and just really let things happen. But always, like you said, come back and communicate. This is previously when we had conversations, you know, go back, have those conversations, you know, just really be open and honest to what it is and not see outside of what it is. If somebody says this is what it is, accept it for what it is.
You want to have a relationship with your best friend?
I mean, you saying it like that. Yes or no?
You want a relationship with your best friend?
Male best friend, yes.
Mm. Why does it have to have a gender?
Oh my gosh, I'm not. Are we?
No, and I'm saying this in the sense that if you want to have a relationship with your best friend, the first one is the relationship with yourself. That should be your first best friend.
Yeah, no, I know. I have to myself, and I've been dealing with myself.
Have you?
I had, oh my gosh.
Well, in that situation, you won't.
Oh no, I wasn't. I was avoiding me 100% in that.
So if you have a relationship with your best friend, you're halfway there to where your purpose, you say your purpose is, but you can't make your partner your best friend first. You gotta make yourself your best friend.
No, you gotta make yourself, yeah.
Okay. I just wanna make sure that's what we stand
on. I'm good with me. I'm good with Tasha.
Then Tasha got to stop making lonely ass decisions then.
Well, Tasha ain't lonely no more. I mean, I'm lonely, but I ain't lonely where I'm making. I ain't making reckless decisions.
Yo, say that word again. Reckless.
Reckless decisions. Yeah.
Reckless. Yeah.
So do we just take this as a whole episode?
Yes. The hell? Joe Budden podcast right. 5 hours long. The Herd show with Colin Herwood is 3 hours long.
All right. So, Twan, how can we find you?
Well, as you can see listed right here, you can find me at IG. My shit is pure comedy.
And make sure you are following me at Natasha Renee _ the creator. And make sure you are following the podcast on IG at Disaster Data 101 Podcast. I want to thank you guys for listening. I am so happy to have my friend back.
Hey, we here.
We still got it. Mind you guys, we have not talked. Like, this is our literally first.
Yo. First time I told you, man. We had something special.
We do.
Try to pee it all the way.
That was me making reckless.
More reckless decisions. Yo, we should have that episode. We should have that conversation on here.
We want to do that.
The what happened?
Okay, we can do that. You know, do we not always do this? Just switch it up. That's what we're gonna do.
All right. I mean, at some point, we could finish the we could finish the season with that conversation.
Okay, that works. Just pin it in the
pin that
one of the notes. And one of the notes.
And one of the notes. You're supposed to clear out the notes. It's like 5 notes in there still.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you guys. We're back. You'll hear a lot of people pop in, but Antoine is officially back.
Hope y'all miss me. Did you miss me?
Please leave that in the comments. If you missed them, you know, just let us know. Thank you and good night.
Like the blooper part of like your favorite rap video with somebody's holding it. And cut.